Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we're getting ready to share the third part, actually, of the Ben Carson interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, we've had first part and the second part available for you on the Torch. We're going to make sure that all three are connected so that you can see the whole interview in its entirety. But God is using a brain surgeon.
Brain surgeon.
I mean, this man's testimony is absolutely amazing. Totally loves God, loves this country, loves the Constitution, and amazing what, you know, God has in store for you. You know, I'll tell you, he'll take the lowest person in society, and God will raise you up. And now he's giving him a voice.
Right.
And we're just talking about a voice, giving him a voice. And one man that stood boldly and spoke at a prayer breakfast, you know, a lot of people heard of him.
Yeah.
He's been around for many, many years. Yeah. And they've actually made a movie about his life. And Cuba Gooding played a lead role. In fact, it's called Gifted Hands. Excellent family movie. And he just recently spoke not too long ago, a few months ago, at a prayer breakfast, in fact, where the president was.
Yep.
And if you heard Ben Carson speak, you don't believe
Man,
in no political.
He
doesn't believe in political correctness. I mean, he speaks what I like to call English.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Definitely he says what he means and he means what he says. And as a result of speaking truth, I mean, he's been on a media blitz campaign. They just, I mean, they're inviting him everywhere.
Everywhere.
And they're saying, talk to us. Share what's happening. What's going on? Who are you?
Yeah. Are you running for president?
Yeah. Are you running
goodness.
For president? So we want you to listen. We want you to listen to Ben Carson. He was the lead head chair person there at John Hopkins Medical University Hospital for many, many years. And I think he's retiring. He's retiring, I believe, this year. And you really want to listen to the words of wisdom. We're going to have you listen. Listen up.
And our country is supposed to be for, of, and by the people, not for, of, and by the government. And we have all of these economic geniuses who say, well, the reason you don't understand why spending more money will get us out of this is because you're just too stupid. You see, we are the great, wonderful Oz. We know how it works. And yet, have they gotten us out of anything?
No.
Of course not. You know, common sense. Maybe what we need to do is just get rid of all the people in Washington and bring some farmers in and some plumbers and some people. You know, in fact, that's the way it was supposed to be in the beginning. We were supposed to have a representative government with people from all walks of life so that all the interests could be placed on the table. Instead, what we have is all the special interests placed on the table. In fact, that has become the fourth branch of government, special interest, and it's more powerful than all the others. And it used to be a sacrificial life. When people went to Washington, they were sacrificing to do so. They didn't have fat salaries. They didn't have a lot of benefits. And you didn't really have to worry about them making it into a lifetime ambition. They were happy to serve and to come back. And then somebody else went and served. And that way, you stay close to the needs of the people. When you get people who are lifetime politicians, they get further and further away from what is important to the populace.
Absolutely.
They begin to develop this elitist attitude that they know what's best. The people don't know what's best. You know, it's like with the health care mandate. The majority of people didn't want it. We don't care what you want. You'll like it. As Nancy Pelosi said, you got to pass it to see what's in it. You know, come on. You know, I mean, is that an elitist attitude?
Oh, boy.
Or as opposed to what and who do we represent? And that's what people have to remember. And, you know, maybe we need another constitutional convention. Maybe we need to change the way we do things. Maybe we shouldn't, you know, elect people every 2 years so that they spend 60% of their time running for office. You know, maybe we should revisit the whole idea of lifetime appointments for federal judges, because at the time when we put that in place, the average age of death was 47. you know, so it really didn't matter. But now, you know, people live a whole lot longer than that. You know, there's, you know, we have not changed with the times. When we put Social Security into effect, you know, the average person did not live, you know, long enough to really collect. And, you know, it wasn't supposed to be the end all for your retirement.
Right.
All of these things have been distorted and migrated and changed into entitlement programs that create the wrong kind of mentality in people. And we need a national awakening on these things. And we need honest leaders who can explain these things to people rather than people who are simply interested in perpetuating their party and their power. Again, I go back to what God said, proportionality. If you have a gazillion dollars, you're going to pay a whole lot into the pot. And if you have very little, you're going to put very little in the pot. But you do have skin in the game. Why is that such an important concept? Because if everybody has skin in the game, it forces the government to be responsible.
To all the people.
To all the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's easy when you can say, well, I'm just going to raise it on this 1% or this 2% or this 5%. And you 95%, don't worry. We'll take care of you. In fact, why don't you vote for me to raise it more on them? You know, I mean, come on. You know, it's a pretty obvious ploy what's going on. And we need to really start thinking about what is truly fair. You know, think about, you know, the fact that we have the highest corporate tax rates in the world. And we sit there and we blame corporations for going somewhere else. We need to understand something very basic here. Companies are formed to make money.
And pay people.
They're not formed to be social welfare organizations. Okay, so you need to understand that first. If you think that the purpose of the company is a social welfare organization, then you're probably a socialist. Okay, so you need to understand a little bit about how capitalism works. And what we need to do is be competitive with the world. Everybody else has lowered their rates so that they could attract our business. We shouldn't be the last ones to say, oh, is that what's going on? You know, we should be the first ones to understand what's going on. Lower our rates, bring our people back, bring those businesses back,
right.
Bring all that money back that's being hidden so that it can explode our economy and create jobs for people. Why are we so mystified that jobs are so stagnant? It's because we have policies that stagnate jobs. You know, this is not rocket scientists. That you don't need to be a rocket scientist to understand this is very plain common sense. And I think that's the reason that so many people have resonated with what I said at the prayer breakfast. Just plain common sense. And we don't seem to have anybody who represents that anymore. And we got to do it. And it's and I got to tell you, unfortunately, this is not a Democrat or Republican problem. This is across the board. And so, you know, this is not a partisan statement. The fact of the matter is we have got to begin to use those brains that God gave us to do simple things like we would do in our household. You know, when it comes to this whole sequestration deal, you know, the obvious answer is you cut everything proportionately.
Absolutely.
Across the board.
Absolutely.
Because the leaders of every department know where the fat is, and they will cut the fat out first.
That's right.
That's all you have to do.
If they think, they will, if they're thinkers.
But, you know, this, you know, we can't cut a 2%. The world's going to come to an end. You know, come on. I don't think even the stupidest person believes that.
Amazing. Amazing. We're listening to Ben Carson, a neurosurgeon, just offering some basic common sense.
They would have thought.
I mean, common sense. I mean, he talked about some really deep things here that make so much sense. And one of the things he was talking about is, listen, you know, there used to be a time where we elected officials to represent us, and it was a sacrifice. It was an honor. They were leaving, you know, their places of maybe prominence in their local community, but said, listen, for the good of the people. You know, a lot of people ran long time ago because people encouraged them to run. I said, listen, you're a man of integrity. You're a woman of integrity. Mm-hmm. We need you up there representing us. Would you consider leaving what you're presently doing now to represent us in the government?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sacrifice for them. But here recently, in recent times, you're looking at people that have, and politicians that have made this a career. You know, a lifetime appointment. When you're there, you know, 6 and 12 and 20 years, it makes so much sense what you're saying, that they become elitist,
mm-hmm.
and they start telling the people what's best for them.
Right.
Instead of the people saying, wait a minute, you are our representative.
Right.
And we need to tell you
what we want.
What we want done. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that a medical doctor is saying the people didn't want this. They did not want this,
mm-hmm.
but it was a government that was saying, no, we know
best. Yeah, we know better than you do.
We know best. And one of the things he was talking about is proportionality, and I think that's so important. I mean, he actually says that we should do what the Lord has given us, you know, has showed us in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to tithing, when we tithe across the board 10%,
mm-hmm.
that means the richest person, believer in the world, is going to tithe 10%.
Right.
Just like the poorest believer in the world is going to tithe 10%.
Right.
That is equality, that is equal, and then they're all participating in honoring the Lord. When you have the government and everyone that's tithing, mm-hmm. if you will, paying their taxes, not tithing, but paying their taxes,
mm-hmm.
whether it's 10% or whatever percentage it is, if everyone is paying their taxes, not just the rich,
right.
it's very important. Because what he's saying is that, and it makes so much sense, is that the government now is accountable to everybody because everyone has contributed. Everyone has paid mm-hmm. into the system.
All right.
As opposed to just the 5% or the 10% of the rich
right.
population that's paying, and the rest of you guys don't pay anything.
Exactly.
Because then you begin to twist the system, and now you can vote anyone in as long as, you know, just make sure, when we'll vote you in, just make sure you tax those other guys. And
right.
we talked on VFN Radio what happens when you keep taxing the rich. They're already paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, rich people, I'm going to share a secret with you, but don't tell anybody, okay? We're gonna release this now on VFN Radio. I'm going to share with you a secret. Rich people, they have money. And you know what you can do when you have lots of money? You can do things. Like take your lots of money and put it in another country.
Yeah, move.
Where they're going to tax you less. I mean, it's like, catch a clue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people that have a lot of money, they're not stupid. You know what I mean?
Well, they have a lot of money.
Exactly. And so if you keep taxing them and you keep taking from them, they're simply going to do what they have already done in Great Britain, what we've talked about VFN Radio, what mm-hmm. that French actor did. He took his money, went straight to Russia.
Yep.
What the Facebook co-founder did,
mm-hmm.
took his money and went to Singapore,
right,
and said, I'm not paying any taxes here. And
he renounced his citizenship.
Think about that. You renounce your citizenship in the United States.
When people are trying to become citizens, he's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here with my
wow.
money. Think about that. Things that make you go, And so, once that money is gone, then guess what? The tax burden still has to be paid.
Yeah.
But now we have less
people
to pay it that had already the money, and now you're going to try to get more from people who have less money. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. We talked about these corporate taxes for these businesses. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's why people get in business. They're making money. They're business owners. When people create businesses, they create jobs. I mean, you want to do everything you can to empower people, not to work for someone else, but, you know, think about working for yourself.
Yeah.
But think about it. Our system right now is so encourages people to get a good job
mm-hmm.
instead of starting a good business.
Mm-hmm.
And a good business, let me tell you something about what's good about a good business. You tell me a business that doesn't provide solutions. You tell me a business. Every business provides a solution, an answer to a problem,
mm-hmm.
right? A good business.
Yeah.
You got foolish things out there, but the great majority, the great majority of businesses are, look, the ones that are really super successful,
mm-hmm.
they're providing a solution to an issue. And how we want to encourage that. We absolutely want to encourage that. This is the third part of an interview that was aired.
James Robinson.
James Robinson. And it's absolutely wonderful. You can hear it in its entirety. We'll have all three segments and interviews connected for you on The Torch. But we also want to encourage you to go ahead and purchase Dr. Carson's book. He has a great book called America the Beautiful. You can find it on The Torch. It'll take you directly to Amazon. But buy the book. Read it. Encourage it. Listen to this segment again and share it with your friends, because we need people that love God. We need people that love the Constitution and that want to see America stand. We don't want to lose this amazing country. And if you don't think that we can lose this country, my goodness, look at the history books.
That's right.
There have been great civilizations to arise,
mm-hmm.
and there have been great civilizations to fall.
Yeah.
I mean, Alexander the Great. I mean, that'll tell you enough right there. I mean, they just conquered. Where are they?
Yeah, gone.
Where are they? Look, in recent times, what happened to Great Britain? I mean, all these countries, all these places that are not part of their kingdom anymore. Let me tell you something. We can lose America. You got to think of it. We can actually lose it. But if we wake up, we turn our hearts back to God, we repent, we seek God's will first. We don't vote our pocketbooks, but we vote our conscience before the Lord. And we protect this Constitution that God's given us. Let me tell you something. America can remain the great country that God has allowed it to be.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.